Vishema Devahitam Yadayuhu, whatever remaining part of our life, whatever left part, may we live such a way that they are pleasing to the divine beings. The welcome to yoga class. I have been talking about yoga. Yoga means discovering higher possibilities in life, discovering the continuous improvement. In the modern corporate also they talk about continuous improvement, continuous learning, discovering higher possibilities in life. Yoga means discovering, continuously discover higher possibilities in life. If we do not aspire for continuous improvement in our own personal life, we only talk about in the corporate level, corporates are talking about continuous improvement to stay afloat in the market. If your continuous improvement is not there, corporates, they say, they will be wiped out. It applies to our personal level also. We have to be relevant. Unless the continuous improvement is there, we cannot stay relevant in our life. To stay relevant, we have to continuously learn. Learn in our life. Continuous improvement should be there in our lives. Yoga is not a short-term practice. Short-term, whatever, if you practice for one term, few weeks, two terms, the short-term gain you acquired will be lost. It will be lost. We acquire so many things in our lives. Everything is not called as yoga. We acquire so many things and we end up in regret. Many times we regret. We join a corporate thinking that it's a great one, after that we regret. We buy so many things and we regret. In our personal life we see many things we acquire and we regret. We want to get married and after that we regret. Why? It is not called as yoga. Yoga means having acquired, there is no regret. You are so happy about that one. What you have acquired? Acquiring something which you are very proud of. You are never sad about acquiring. Kshema, whatever you acquire, it has to retain. I acquired so much and if I lose everything, it is not good. Whatever I acquire, it should remain with me, not only in this life, it should go with me. Something I want to carry along with me. Like when we go on a holiday, we take a picnic box. When we quit the body, I want to take something along with me to my further journey. Further journey, it should not dissipate. That is called a kshema. Kshema, earlier people used to write letters before the advent of emails and WhatsApp. They used to say, please let us know your yoga and kshema. They used to write yoga and kshema. What new thing you acquired and what are you retaining? That is the meaning of that one, yoga kshema. Yoga and kshema, acquire something and you have to retain. And Bhagavan Sri Krishna says, his name is Yoga and Kshema. He is the one who gives us Yoga and Kshema. Ananya Chintayanto Mam Yejanaha Pariyupasate Tesham Nityabhi Yuktanam Yoga Kshemam Vahamyam. One who think of me all the time. Ananya Chintayanto Mam Ye Janaha, think about me. About me, because Sri Krishna says, I am the highest possible. What you can get in your life, I am the ultimate possible you can have. Ultimate. One who think about the highest possibility all the time, again and again, with sincerity, I bestow them yoga and kshema. I give them yoga and kshema. in the if you go to the Vishnu's statue altar in Badrinath also. One hand he has Shankha and other hand Chakra. Shankha means you are acquiring. It is called as yoga. And it's, Chakra means Kshema. Shankha, yoga means one hand, he is having a shank. Shank means acquire. You need to acquire, you need to have the prosperity. Kshema means acquire, shank means acquire the essentials in life. Yoga means acquiring the essential, shank means acquiring the essential. Chakra means get rid of non-essential. We are, time is filled with so many non-essentials in our life. They are taking lot of our time. They are not allowing us to acquire what is needed. We need to get rid of non-essentials in our life. That represents chakra. The non-essential must go out. Essential should come to our lives. The shankha means acquiring the essential. Chakra means getting rid of non-essential. These two go hand in hand. Go in hand in hand. Shri Krishna says yoga is easy for those. We say it is very difficult. Very difficult. Yoga is difficult. Ananya cheta satatam. Yo mam smarati nityashaham tasyaham sulabha partha nitya yuktasya yoginaha. I am very easy. Yoga and kshema, it is very easy. One who is always connected with me. Nitya yuktasya yoginaha. Ananya cheta satatam. One who is always thinking on the best outcome in my life. Higher possibility. How can I sustain that one? For those people, tasyaham sulabha. I am very easy. We think yoga is very difficult. Shri Krishna says, even the interest is there, I am very easy. Tasyaham sulabha partha. When the yoga, acquiring the essential, get rid of the non-essential, it is like when I am swimming, I have to move forward. To move forward, I have to push water back. I have to push something. Unless I push something out, I can't move forward. Aeroplane moves forward because of the thrust. It moves forward with the velocity. It pushes the air back. If you want to move forward in your life, learn to get rid of non-essential. They are pinning you down. They are not allowing you to move forward. When you have that one, I want to move forward in my life. I want to move forward and I want to hang on. It is not possible. If you want to move forward, learn to, like a swimmer wants to move forward and pushes the water back. If you want to move forward, learn to get rid of non-essential, not to keep on accumulating so many things. And when yoga dawns, the yoga becomes easy. Shri Krishna says, when the yoga dawns, the karma yoga, when the karma, bhakti, jnana, raja yoga, hatha yoga becomes natural. When the karma yoga dawns, one becomes selfless. Joy, karma yoga doesn't come into my life because I'm very selfish. Karma yoga doesn't come to those who are selfish. When karma yoga dawns, person becomes selfless. When bhakti yoga dawns, one becomes fearless. When jnana yoga dawns, one's ignorance goes away. When raja yoga dawns, one becomes mindful of the time, very alert. When the hatha yoga dawns, sickness disappears. So, when yoga dawns, the life become a celebration. Life become a celebration, and the yoga and kshema, they must go in hand, hand in hand. Let us dive deep let us take interest in sadhana, what the Lord says, sulabha partha. Sulabha, O yogis, sulabha Nagendra, sulabha Amrit, sulabha Manish, sulabha Nanda, sulabha Sumana. It is not to say it is very difficult for me. Mala, you may say it is very difficult. Anil says it is very difficult. Shri Krishna says it is tasyaham sulabha. The yoga dawns in you naturally. Yoga is nothing but becoming natural and effortless. Effortless living is yoga.